Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it is such a pleasure to be with you this morning. Thank you so much for joining me. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here. My very special guest in this segment, Dr. David Wormser, Center for Security Policy. And he is an expert in the area of Israeli relations. But also we talk a lot about Christian persecution. And I was just mentioning to him, and I want to bring it to everyone's attention, a week ago Sunday, one of our churches in India was attacked by Sikh, and a young lady in her 20s was murdered. She was beaten to death. We have video of the attack. We have video of them coming in with machetes and clubs and beating Christians. A lot of the Christians, by the time the video's turned on, have run out of the area where the meeting was being held. But the latest news that I have for you, and please, I would encourage you to go to our website at chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Please go there so that you can, so you can read my post with regards to this. But this is the latest. I'd like to inform you that tomorrow the Sikh people are going to have a meeting. That was today, by the way, over there in Anandpur Sahib Gurudwara. It's the Sikh temple. It's one of the most important in India. It's where the Khalsa and the five talks, or the five religious authorities of Sikhism, originated, making it crucial, a crucial pilgrimage point for Sikhs. Here I would like to bring in your knowledge that the Sikh community is getting together from all over India against Christian churches and pastors. They'll be stirring up violence to attack the churches, the pastors, and their families. We request Pastor Greg Young and all our Christian brothers and sisters to pray that God would intervene and establish peace in the country. The Sikh community is also announcing that they will no longer take Christians for their labor work in their homes and agricultural fields. So because of this, of course, many of the Christians in the outlying villages are now going to be in really big trouble, because this was the only means that they had to be able to provide for their families, in order to be able to eat and in order to be able to pay rent and in order to be able to live. They lived in these villages so that they could work in the fields of the Sikh, because the Sikh control the majority of the agriculture in India. And so the day laborers, most of them work for Sikh. The Hindus predominantly are the ones that work in the higher tech. And, you know, that's just how it works. And that's why when you call, you know, Amazon or your TV or your computer or what have you, and you speak to someone over there, it, you know, or you speak to someone, a lot of times it's someone from India that you're talking to that's your customer service representative. Nonetheless, those kinds of jobs do not offer opportunities for the lower caste, and they don't provide secondary jobs for the lower caste either, because those people don't tend to bring in housekeepers and things of that nature. So it's a pretty serious situation. We have a plan that we're working on, that I'm going to be talking with Pastor Samuel about. By the grace of God, the establishment of the over 550 churches that we put in and the 32 freshwater wells and all the charity work that we've been doing the last few years has put our ministry in a place where the Hindu government is looking to us to help solve this Sikh violence. And so for that reason, we're very grateful that God has positioned us in that way. And God, I believe, has given me a plan, and it has to do with purchasing land, and then it has to do with Christians producing their own vegetation so that they become self-sufficient, because there is no government aid and there is no government handout for Christians. Dr. David, welcome. We're going to talk about the, well, I'd like to get obviously your thoughts with regards to this, but I'd also like to get your thoughts with regards to, and you sent me some information about the increased and continued assault in Nigeria as well. So welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me, Pastor. It's always good to be on with you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to have you with me. Great to have you with me. So talk to me a bit about your thoughts with regards to, as I've explained, what's going on over in India and you know, what your feelings are regarding that.
Well, the bottom line of this and what's happening in Nigeria too, I think there is a bottom line, which is the increased vulnerability of Christian communities around the world and the increased silence by major Christian churches in response to that. I don't see the reaction from, you know, I don't mean to offend anybody, but I don't see the Pope reacting aggressively against Christian persecution in the Middle East, around the Middle East, and among Sikhs in India, or in North Africa. I don't see a lot of mainstream churches responding either. And it's disturbing because this is read by local religious communities that are hostile to Christianity as weakness. And again, as these are, so to speak, in Middle Eastern terms, these are tribes now that are open, it's open season on those tribes. So what's happened is over the last few years, you've seen an increasing open season, on Christians, across the area from Morocco all the way to India. And again, Sikhs are not Muslims, but, it's a common denominator. And I really think that Christian leaders, frankly, Western leaders, not just Christian leaders, have to stand up. And they have to make it very clear that human rights of Christians, Christian lives matter.
To be politically correct. Sure. No. I think
in Nigeria.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You see in Nigeria, you see the killing in Nigeria. The Copts in Egypt are under siege. The Christians in Lebanon are under attack. The Hagia Sophia and the Turkish government is oppressing Christians. You see it now in India, Pakistan. You had last week a series of attacks on Christians. And we have the great danger of the reemergence of ISIS, given this weakness by the West. Well, we all remember what ISIS did, killing Christians in North Africa and across the Middle East. we may, in our generation, be witnessing the extermination of Christianity in the birthplace of Christendom, the Middle East.
Yeah.
And it's a horrifying prospect. And I really, you know, with all due respect to all the worry about Islamophobia and the treatment of Muslims in the West, the truth is right now some of the greatest human rights violations across the world are against Christians.
And they're being perpetrated predominantly. Yeah.
Speak up about that.
Well, and they're being perpetrated predominantly by Muslims.
I mean, I worry about the rise of Judaism. I worry about the rise of anti-Semitism too.
Sure. Sure.
But this is the point, is that there's this attack on the two monotheistic religions. Christianity right now, we're seeing a great siege being laid, whether it's from Beijing, whether it's from the Sikhs, or whether it's from the Muslim world right now, and frankly among the siege is being laid also in Europe and even in America by religious secularists. Namely, their atheism is a religion. It's not,
right.
It's not just a view of God. It's got all the fervor of the Inquisition right now.
Yeah, I was going to look up, the case regarding secular humanism. I think it's like Tuscany or Tuscanari or something like that, but, let's see. There it is. Torcaso versus Watkins is the case. And it basically said that secular humanism, is in fact identified as a religion. So, you know, 1961 Supreme Court case, Torcaso versus Watkins, which referred to secular humanism as religion. Very clearly.
Well, if there's a religion, there's a God. And if you're an atheist and it's categorized as a religion, you've just made man God.
Yep. Absolutely. 100%. You know, the other thing I was looking up, there was an article that came across my desk regarding, the Pope. We mentioned the Pope. Well, the Pope seems to be very much focused on the Ukrainian crisis and his, you know, attack on Russia, which I understand. And I've talked about that. And I've talked about, you know, how the Russian Orthodox Church has abandoned Christianity in so many ways because there isn't anything in Russia. Russia is still a communist country. It flies under a different kind of flag, but at the end of the day, it's authoritarianism and it's communist in the same way that Xi is and the CCP are running China. And then you have the situation with Iran as well. It's interesting. I had a very interesting conversation regarding Erdogan and there seems to be some willingness within Turkey to understand that they have an opportunity to have a unique role in what's happening that does not necessarily necessitate bringing out the caliphate concept, but just simply being a nation state that also has an international presence or opportunity.
Yeah, Turkey, I mean, it's torn. It's got several souls. Turkey has a positive side in the sense that over the last century, it made the right choices in the Cold War and so forth, and you can't get around the fact that it sits on a strategically vital territory that keeps the Soviet Union or now Russia from direct access to the Middle East. It sort of divides up various geopolitical arenas, and in doing so, it causes a certain degree of stability. It's when that was violated that you got some of the great wars, the Crimean War, etc. So, Turkey plays a very vital role, but as an empire, it became sick and
right.
It started causing the very problems that its presence in Asia Minor was solving. So cutting itself off from empire was probably one of the most geopolitically important, but also
we got to take a break.
I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My sincerest apologies. I missed the break. I'm going to be in big trouble. But yeah, I'm working on it. I'm dialing into this new clock, and hopefully we'll get it right. First hour went smoothly. Second hour, we're still iffy, but we'll try and get there. All right. We were talking about, and you were mentioning about, you know, the influences that are creating some of this unrest and the specific targeting. And again, we've had Dede Laugesen on, my friend at Save the Persecuted Christians, executive director. From 210 million Christians under persecution to right now, 360 million. Go to SaveThePersecutedChristians.org and read about it. 360 million Christians right this minute that are in harm's way, and more growing, especially with what I read in the last half hour and in this half hour about what's going on in India and with the Sikh, plus this anti-Semitism. And I had Charles Jacobs on. They've got a new organization that they've launched to specifically address that issue. So, David, go ahead and continue what you were saying, please.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that there. First of all, we were talking about the fact that there's a lack of leadership in the West in dealing with the persecution of Christians. And it's really, it's awful. I think that there's a sort of a progressive ethos that Christians are a form of white privilege. Christianity is a form of white privilege and so forth. So there's a feeling that after the Crusades and the oppression of Muslims and so forth, one shouldn't get too excited about Christian persecution, and one should worry still more about, say, Islamic persecution. But first of all, it's historically inaccurate, but the second thing that's more important is, there's a very serious destruction going on in our lifetimes, as I mentioned just before the break. In our lifetimes, we may witness the extinction of Christianity in its birthplace. In Turkey, we were talking just previously about that, and the tensions within Turkey. Mm-hmm. Partly being a stabilizing force, partly being striving to be an imperial force. Right now, Prime Minister Erdogan President Erdogan is under stress. He's facing a very dangerous strategic environment, and he knows it. So he's trying to make peace with some of his enemies, and he's trying to whip up enmity with other of his enemies. So right now what you're seeing is an escalation of Turkish-Greek tensions, and that can translate into the persecution of Christians as well. At the same time, Turkey can't afford to offend right at this moment either the Israelis or the United States. So it's all tempered. It's a balancing act for Erdogan. But make no mistake, there are many Turks who are very good people and see the sort of survival of Christianity is a human rights issue, but Erdogan himself is a Muslim Brotherhood leader, and he has, deep in his heart, he has hostility, and he will do away with Christendom wherever he can, when he can. And you see it symbolically by the Hagia Sophia, the Christian church that was taken over by the Muslims and by the Ottomans in the 16th century, 15th mm-hmm. century, mm-hmm. and has been reconverted into a mosque. It was made into a museum. Now it's a mosque again. And there's a lot of Christian symbols and so forth that have been wrecked, destroyed recently, and so on.
And you see that as messaging, kind of, it's messaging from Erdogan basically saying, hey, I'm not for, you know, I'm not for Christianity. Is it also potentially, just a question, is it also potentially because of the instability or, you know, the situation within his own country? In other words, there's an expectation that the leader of Turkey is going to be, I mean, because Turkey is absolutely 100% Muslim. I mean, it is a Muslim nation. That's what it is. So is there an expectation that the leader of Turkey then would do things that are in favor of Islam and not in favor of either Judaism or Christianity? And should we expect to see that and then try to figure out how do we live in a world with that as a reality.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is a Muslim country, and there are Muslims, and there are Muslims. There are Muslims okay. there who remember the Christians who were there. It wasn't up until the 20s, 30s, totally a Muslim country. It was also the heart of the Greek world as well.
Right.
Which is why the Hagia Sophia, and why actually the patriarch of the Greek Orthodox Church still is in Istanbul, in Turkey.
Okay.
Even though he doesn't have many followers there. The bottom line, though, is that Erdogan has a specific viewpoint of Islam that perhaps half, maybe more, of his country still believes. And he understands the geopolitical push and pull, so he operates cautiously. But deep down, the one red line he will never accept is equality between Islam okay. and Christianity.
Got it.
And if something ranges toward that, some symbol of equality to Christianity, he will suppress it. He will suppress it aggressively.
All right. So. We are out of time. Thank you, Dr. Ormser. I appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Tim Shen, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I asked Dr. David if he would stick with me for a little bit more, because there's some other things for us to discuss. In particular, the potential rise of an ISIS, and there are some concerns about that. Boko Haram. You could argue that Boko Haram has become the identity of ISIS, and certainly what they are doing in Nigeria is a form of genocide right now. So we could talk about, you know, that particular situation. And then I think we need to talk about Iran and their race towards, nuclear armament. And then I think we also, you know, for as much as you're comfortable to have the conversation regarding, China and Taiwan and what's actually taking place over there. Because again, it's all of these things are going to have a dramatic impact on us here, whether we like it or not.
Exactly. Internally, America has to get its house in order. We're obviously under a great deal of internal stress. I have my view that it's ultimately a leftist attack, a radical progressive attack on the culture and foundations of the United States. And we have to sort that out, and we have to reestablish the firmness of our culture. But that's a process that will demand of us a lot of internal focus. And so I'm not saying America should go out there guns blazing across the world.
Right.
And act aggressively everywhere. I realize America has its own internal issues now, that we really have to get our house in order, and no nation is stronger than its internal structure. So it is the most important thing, is to focus internally. But that said, the entire architecture of the world is anchored to American power. Even anti-American institutions like the UN depend on American power to survive. So you can't get around the fact that as we focus internally, bad actors will fill the vacuum that we leave behind, and great threats to the United States will emerge. So we have to be prepared that as we go along and deal with our internal issues, at the end of the tunnel, there's a light, but it's actually a blazing threat. And we have to deal with that as we come out of our own internal struggles here. And in the Middle East, I think there are local allies, whether it's the Christians, whether it's Israel, whether it's some Muslims who are trying to do the right thing.
Sure.
We have, and whether it's other minorities, Baha'is, Yazidis, etc., there are allies out there who are now left alone. They will rise to the occasion. They have no choice. They will have to defend themselves. They will band together to defend themselves. And that's a good thing for us in the long run, mm-hmm. that we don't carry all the water, and that they carry some of the water. But it will be a very dangerous time for those communities, and many of them will be under great siege. And that's where institutions like the Pope, like the church, et cetera, various churches, really matter right now, because otherwise these communities are very alone, and the West loses its allies if it can't in any shape or form. So,
well, you have, I mean, yeah. Yeah, I mean, look what's going on.
I think it's critical.
Yeah. Well, look what's happening in Europe as well. Europe is facing this winter a massive energy crisis. And Russia is spouting off that they've cut some of the gas lines. And so now, this is one of the things that Erdogan is involved in, that Turkey is potentially going to be positioned to be able to, assist in providing natural gas in order for Europe to be able to have a sustainable energy, during the upcoming winter.
Yeah, I mean, Europe is desperate to get gas from where it can get it.
Yeah.
Turkey's not really a big supplier of gas. It actually consumes more than it produces. But it's a transit structure for gas coming from big producers like Azerbaijan, Central Asia, potentially North Iraq, the Kurds, and so forth. Of course, we see the political instability. What worries me about all that is Russia has a lot of assets in all those areas.
Right.
And the result can be that Russia can whip up war, to break down some of these structures. Europe's in trouble. I mean, it's an energy crisis that's leading to a broader crisis. For example, yesterday, Norway, some of the largest structures in Norway announced that they're not going to pick some of they're not going to, amass the agricultural produce that they have to with this year. They're going to let it lay fallow. And the reason for it is they don't have the ability energy-wise to support the warehouses over the winter to house this food.
Okay. Okay.
So they can't fill them. They can't fill them because it'll just go bad. So they have to let it lay fallow. So there's a food crisis that can be kicked off by this.
Which will be in the future. It won't be like now, but because of the fact that there's no, it's like the ants, right? If the ants don't store up in the winter what they are in the summer, what they need for the winter, when the winter comes, that's when the bill comes due. And so what you're saying is that Norway is not going to have in its stock what the rest of the world normally depends on Norway for, and so when the bill comes due, there's going to be an inability to resolve that food shortage.
Right, and I think Norway's only an indicator of what we're going to see elsewhere in Europe.
Long term.
They're going to start they're going to prioritize certain energy uses, which like home heating, so people don't freeze to death. But the second thing is the prices are going to be so high that it's not going to be economical for companies to do certain economic activities that we all depend on.
So you'll be able to keep dead bodies warm is what you're saying to some degree as they,
exactly. You can starve in warmth.
Go ahead. You were going to say something. Again, I cut you off. I apologize.
No,
go ahead.
You can also go outside and look at your electric car that can't be charged and stuff like that. So you can enjoy yourself.
In California this weekend the week before they passed a bill that says that we're not going to have any more gas cars as of 2035. You can't produce them and I guess you can't run them on the road. I don't know how that's going to work. And then, by the way, bulletin on Friday, late Friday, please do us a favor and don't charge your EV over the weekend because the grid can't handle the charging of your electric vehicle that we just told you is going to be your only source of transportation. Now, I talked with a friend of mine out there last night, and he was saying that in reality, it's kind of funny, but in reality, because of the fact that most of your people who are working actually now work from their home offices, they don't have to go into the office anymore. So most people are only making trips into the Bay Area now once a week. Okay. So you're only going in maybe four times a month is all the time that you're spending in the office, period. And which is an interesting, thing. And so now the suburbs of the Bay Area are all the way down to Fresno.
Yeah.
And Bakersfield.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's real fear here, or hope. I don't know. It depends on where you stand on this. But there's a real possibility that we're seeing the death of American cities, or at least the death of the great liberal American city.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, exactly. But these cities are unlivable in many different ways.
Yes.
And now they're becoming too expensive to live in altogether. So urban life is fundamentally changing. So that'll have a great impact. And then when you have these small communities or suburban communities, different values can set in. So now, again, I can imagine the progressives who've been waging a war on suburbs for the last two decades are going to go crazy, because, you know, suburban life for them is the symbol of everything they hate. Family, traditional family structure, churches, communities, little league, et cetera. They just can't live with that. But we'll see how that all plays out. But, I don't know. Look, it's that we see the consequences of these great liberal policies and really progressive policies, because liberalism, you know, the old liberals in the 50s, 60s, they were at least patriotic. I didn't agree with some of their views and their view of government, but they were at least patriotic. But let's be real, the Democratic Party has in large part now policy-wise been taken over by this rise of progressivism.
Which started in the late 1960s. I would offer that it was in the late. I mean, this is one of the things that I think David Horowitz writes quite eloquently about, because he was in that movement. He was a part of that, and really came to that realization. Now there are others, like a gentleman that we took care of out in Livingston. We're going to run out of time for this segment, but who was out in Livingston, California, that fought with General Patton, that went to the war as a Democrat. And came back and, you know, in the late 50s became a Republican, much like Ronald Reagan, right? Who said, look, I didn't leave the party. The party left me. And that same thought process and mentality has certainly been going on for a very, very long time. Hang tight. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We got some more conversation to have with regards to these issues. And I want to get back to two things with you, Dr. Wormser. One, what is MAGA to you? And two, what do you think of Biden's speech? Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clearer. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40
years. Limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with me. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm very pleased to continue to have with me Dr. David Wormser, Center for Security Policy. And Dr. Wormser, we were talking as we went into this break. I wanted to get your thoughts with regards to the Joe Biden speech that just took place, and kind of where we might be headed with all of this.
Well, you know, there's definitely a rise in rhetoric on both sides. I mean, I frankly think the left is primarily responsible. I think what happened in the summer of 2020 was crossing a red line on so many different levels, with the lawlessness, the burning of businesses, the defund the police, and the war at worse. You know, remember the language they used about the police at ACAB and 1213. We all know what that means. And then you started seeing the constant attacks on courts, the attempted invasion of the White House. Before that, you saw the takeover of the Wisconsin State House a few years ago, just because they didn't like legislation. The unions took over the State House, and they forced legislation. I mean, right. That was basically a hostage-taking and forced legislation. So, you know, you see this lawlessness. The very thing that President Biden referred to has been put in practice on such an escalated level already for years by the progressives. And we all remember November 2020, our police were mobilizing, our cities were in a state of siege, because there was the expectation that if President Trump was reelected outright and declared that night, that our cities would burn. And they basically said they would. To this day, President Biden has not condemned any of that. He's not condemned the attacks on senators on the right. He's not condemned the attempted assassination of Supreme Court justices. His own spokeswoman has been out there justifying the demonstrations at the houses of justices. We've had Scalise, one of the main leaders of the Republicans in the House, shot. And to this day, we still have no condemnation of this violence from President Biden. So if he gives a speech like that, and I admit there may be a few on the fringe on the right who are beginning to lose their bearings, fine, you can refer to them. But one, it's not MAGA, it's not everybody, it's not even connected to MAGA, it's not connected to Trump per se. So at the end of the day, you really have to focus it, and then you have to, as a president, you have to rise above that and say, I'm really worried about the rhetoric in this country. We need to tone it down. We need to understand we're one people in one boat. We have to go forward as one people, blah, blah, blah. You have to go on that level. You have to talk as the president. But the speech he gave was a political speech that was attempting to attack one half of the political spectrum, all the voters of half the political spectrum.
Right.
And you can't do that. You can't do that. Either you say we're threatened, our democracy is profoundly threatened, and you talk as the president to everyone, or you give a political speech, in which case you're crossing every red line imaginable by basically delegitimizing the opposition for having a position.
And can
we call it extreme, are deeply held values.
Can I also add in this, you know, remember what Kamala Harris said during the 2020 riots that were taking place? Number one, she used her campaign funds to bail rioters out who had burned cities, who had destroyed property. Number two, she said in a speech that these individuals should continue. They should never stop. They should destroy cities. They should be violent. And they should never stop doing those things. Now, David, in my humble opinion, that's calling for insurrection. That is calling for sedition. And she was doing that as someone running as president of the United States at the time in the Democratic primary. And she has never rescinded any of those things that she said, nor has Joe Biden ever called her out and said, my vice president spoke inappropriately, and therefore we don't hold to those concepts and those ideals. That has not, and as you said, that hasn't been done. But I think there's a, you know, I wanted to bring that out only because to me that's an even deeper point that goes even beyond what you were saying.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, not only did he not condemn her, but after she said some of these things, he appointed her as his running mate.
As his vice
so
president.
That validated it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that validated it. But
where is she in the middle of all this, by the way? She's been relatively silent through all of this. They've kind of held her back, and you got to wonder that it seems very odd to me.
Look, what happened in 2020 was an insurrection. You don't sit there and lay siege to courthouses for 6 months like you did in Portland. You don't declare, I forgot what they called it, but these police-free zones in the middle of American cities like they did in Seattle.
Well, they declared themselves to be sovereign. Yeah, they declared those to be sovereign states that were outside of the purview of the United States of America. They laid claim to land inside of the country as their own.
That's right. And you don't take police stations and burn them down. You don't attack physically police, leaving dozens injured, some seriously shot. There were some murdered. If you look at the statistics on police shot in the last 2-3 years, it's unbelievable. So this is an insurrection, and there's the threat. Moreover, it's not over. It wasn't that people got it out of their system. We're in a different place right now. This looming threat of insurrection remains.
Yeah.
That if we don't, that what the progressives keep signaling is if you don't give us what we want, if we don't control the House burns. And that's the message they are sending even to this moment. So it's not just an insurrection that was, it's insurrection that continues, to be honest.
Absolutely.
To me, that's the biggest threat.
All right, we're out of time. Dr. David Worms, you're back with that hour number 3 coming up.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.